Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 30 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 28 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 28 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 27 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 25 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 23 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 23 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 23 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 23 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 27 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 30 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 34 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Sunny. 36 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 37 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 37 degrees. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw.
Grandma used to get theirs done. They used to have to go down to Henry Ford to get it done. and it was a drawn out several day ordeal, and now it's done as outpatient, which is wonderful.
Yeah, a little funny the first time for me for that. I went into this morning, I figured, well, he looked at it, and I was in with him probably about 15, 20 minutes. He looked it all over, and he says, we could do laser surgery on it. And I looked at Mary, yeah, it sounds okay, when can we get it? He says, well, right now. So basically turned around, got up, went into the room, boom, boom, and we're out. So that was good, yeah. Yeah, we're trying to clean things up here. I picked the rest of the stuff up from Vern Toll's wife on Friday. Me and Mike went over, so hopefully we'll get a little nicer weather tomorrow. And there's two boxes or a couple boxes with just cables and junk in it, so I'm going to go through it and see what I believe is usable in that. The rest of it we'll probably just throw away, but there's a... still got a tuner, got the MFJ 3 kilowatt tuner there. I got the MFJ super loop antenna. I think the key are there. There's another swerve bridge. There's a antenna analyzer. And there's a key and stuff. There's a few more things. So what I'm planning on doing, I'll try and get through it today or tomorrow, probably tomorrow. I got work in the garage. I have to work in the garage because it's supposed to be rainy, but I'll work on that and probably get some list of what I think we should list it for at the swap up in Cadillac and what we should be a minimum for on it. Now, my thought is send a list around to the club, see if anybody is interested in it before we take it up to up to Cadillac. KCAVOA, WADW.
Oh, very good, very good. Well, hopefully we find some interest within the club. If not, I know that there was a table rented up there already in Cadillac.
I guess we've got two tables for up the Cadillac, so I know that Ron's got some stuff that he's going to put on it. I'm looking around my shack to see if there's stuff that I want to take up. I'll be up at Cadillac for the swap. We're camping up there, so we'll be up there probably on the Thursday before the swap and come home after the swap. Probably come home Sunday after the swap and do that. But yeah, I got a few things here that I definitely don't need and probably be on the table too. And I think probably donate some of it to the club, just let them have the money for it because it's not worth a whole lot.
Yeah, very good, very good. I need to do some house cleaning here too. Right now I've been assembling a 3D printer. I've got one going and putting one together.
I haven't quite got into that yet. I don't have the room, man. Rex is real funny. I really don't have the room. This is, this house has sort of got a weird basement. It's only half a basement rather than a full basement, and I've got the one end of it pretty much loaded up with radio stuff, and the rest of the stuff, a lot of storage and stuff, but if you start cutting your basement size down, you don't have a lot of room for a lot of stuff, then with the modern-day kitchens, and this is not a really modern-day house, but modern-day kitchens, they don't put a lot of storage space in the kitchen, so we've got a couple big shelves in the basement with food stuff on, so that's our pantry down here. So I don't know, we're just gotta downsize a lot of the stuff. I know, I guess I'm getting at the age where I probably should be downsizing.
I went through that with my mom and my grandmother and stuff, and I just probably should start thinning stuff out, too, because I know my kids aren't going to want it.
Yeah, you know, it's an eye-opener, Rick, when you go, and I've been to taking care of quite a few Silent Key stuff. It's an eye-opener when you get to that, and, okay, what do we, you know, what do we do here? And about every time I do that, and it was real funny. Vern had a lot of stuff that sort of looks like my shack. He had a box with a lot of cables, a lot of different cables, and some of them are very, very not useful. Some of them, well, maybe somebody can use that. I think what we'll do, I'll suggest is had a box of stuff here. Actually, I got a bin with just wall warts in. I mean, there must be 100 of them in there. Thinking about taking that up to put that on the table and just five bucks a piece or something, see if we can sell some of them off. I'm just bagging them up and listing what they are, what the amperage is, and what the voltage is on it, and do that. A lot of that wire stuff. You know, some people may be looking for something that we've got there. You never know. KCVOA, WADW.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know what the needs are until you throw it out there, and then you'll find out whether or not it's needed or not. But one man's junk is another man's treasure. That's how it goes.
And there's a lot of treasure there. I mean, as I was going through, geez, and it's sort of as you go through the box, you go, geez, I got the same stuff I own down in my basement. And it says, oh, he's only had one of them. I've got three of them. So that's what it actually comes up to, something like that. And I probably throw some of my stuff in there too. That I just don't have the room for it anymore. That's the thing is, I needed some shelf space. I had one of those plastic bins with just wires and stuff in, just cables and wires and stuff, and started looking through them. I said, these are not even useful anymore. A lot of them, I had a couple older printer cables, and we don't use that stuff anymore. A lot of that stuff is used with the USB stuff. It's got away with a lot of stuff that we don't use anymore. So. Anyway, that's my story. Anyway, I think I got to get out here. I got a radio that I want to set up for that I'm going to be setting up for the camping trip in a couple weeks. We got crank camping in 3 weeks, and I'm going to probably take the Yaesu up there and use it for the Michigan Tuso party. Make a few contacts. I'm not going to be real serious about it this time, but I'm going to make probably a few contacts. That is if the weather sticks, though. We'll see what happens. We've got reservations the weekend, actually the couple days before and the weekend of Easter up there. And if it turns real, real bad, it probably won't go, which means I could cancel and work here. But the plans are to go up there, and we'll work from Alcona County, which last year had nobody operate the Michigan Tuso party, so that should be fun.
Well, that sounds interesting. It does sound interesting. Well, yesterday I picked up my first Bofong radio that I've ever gotten. It's UV32. So it's a combination analog-digital radio. It's DMR and analog.
Okay, that's one of the first DMR Bofongs, I think. Most of the Bofongs are just this analog, so that would be one of the first ones. I'd be sort of interested to see how that works. I got the DMR. I don't use DMR. I do have a DMR radio that if I needed it, I keep the batteries. It's just the HT. I keep the batteries charged up, but I just really don't do a lot of DMR. Been sort of playing around with the D-Star. And my D-Star stuff, trying to go back and learn what the thing will do. I have not messed around with it for quite a while. I know I had it hooked up to a reflector yesterday, or day before yesterday, through my hotspot. So we'll see how that goes. Okay, we'll let you go there, Rick. We'll catch you later down the line. Have a good rest of the day there. So 732 KCVOA WADW.
Dave, you have a wonderful day and enjoy it out there. WADW KCVOA. WADW KCVOA.
Yeah, go ahead there, Rick.
I don't know if you had seen that the National Weather Service had put in a winter weather advisory in effect from 2 a.m. until 10 a.m. tomorrow. We're supposed to get some mixed precipitation, total snow accumulation, 2 inches ice accumulations around a glaze to 0.05 of an inch. Winds gusting to 35 miles an hour. KCVOA.
I didn't know that. I will make a note of that. Actually, I have an appointment to go back to the eye doctor tomorrow, so hopefully it won't be too bad. And I probably can drive over there. I was sort of worried. Well, the wife had to drive today because I knew they were going to put drops in the eye, so lived at that. So I may have to drive tomorrow. But I guess it's only, for me, it's only about a mile and a half away, so that's not too bad. Thanks for the info there, Rick. KCVOA, WADW.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Sunny, 39 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 16 hours. Sunny. 39 KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Partly sunny. 39 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KC8YVF mobile.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Station calling, this is KC8YVF, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Good evening.
Good evening, this is K8KCI. This is Jeff over here in Oakley. We're just got a different antenna on the UTV, ready for the next storm, so we're just checking in.
Sure what all of that was. That's been doing that for a while. I don't know if there's somebody trying to check in or somebody's got a stuck mic or something. But that's the interference have been in there for a few days here. So anyhow, signal sounds good here. Yeah, we're waiting for whatever we get. All four seasons tomorrow, it sounds like. Snow, freezing rain, and then possibly severe thunderstorms later in the day. So Michigan's last bout of trying to throw everything at us, I guess.
Yeah, roger on that. I understand. We were fortunate on the last one. We're between Owosso here, we're south of Owosso, or north of Owosso, and we just went through there, and just up the road to Anderson, it definitely went straight through, and blew a house and a barn down, and stuff scattered all over, trees all over, so, you know, that straight line wind, and it sounds like they just confirmed that they had a tornado, so, you know how that works, so that's a whole 3 miles north or south of me, so. We were out sky worn, but it all kind of just, like you say, it came through, and a whole bunch of rain and wind, and that's about all we got here. So we'll take that at the moment. But, we only ended up with a half inch, so we could use a little bit more rain. I don't know what they're calling for tomorrow between the snow, the sleet, the hail, and the rain. We ought to at least get an inch, I'm thinking, but you never know.
Well, the report that I seen just before I left work is anywhere between 1 to 2 inches possible of snow, and little or no, I guess, sleet or freezing rain. It's like 5/1,000ths of an inch or something like that, so they're not expecting much in that regard, and then changing over the rain and that, but are you sky-worn trained?
Roger. Yeah, I actually in Shiawassee County, I belong to the Shiawassee Area Radio Association, so I'm skywarn for them, but I'm here, so I usually checked in the other day, but there was a lot of things going on, and so I changed my antenna on my radio here so that I could get it a little better.
Okay, well, the other thing is, I'm always looking, like I said, you're in the southern part of the county in Oakley. I have nobody for the southern part of Saginaw County. Most of the storms go through that area, go through St. Charles, Chesneen, and then head east into Birch Run and out to Frankenmuth. So I've never had anybody down in that area for any type of report, so... If you get a chance, if we get anything, also check Saginaw repeater here if you've got any information. Because most of my spotters are in the city area or in the townships surrounding the city. I have nobody in Freeland, which a lot of the storms go through the Freeland area as well, and I don't have anybody in that area either. So always looking for spotters.
Roger, we got you covered there. Actually, I'm hoping, I believe the meeting is this Friday, because we're the ones that were there during the winter field day. So, yep, I'm pretty much right on the border down here, so I kind of hit it both ways, but I'd be more than happy to monitor everything, anything I see, to report, but hope to see you Friday.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
All right, then, yeah, our next club meeting is coming up this Friday at 7 o'clock, back out at the airport out there. So we will be there. We had planned to do a presentation on the coming up of the Michigan CUSO party, but the guy that was going to do that for us may not be able to make it. He's having some eye trouble, so he might be not able to drive out there. So we'll still cover something of it between myself and Mike, our president. We'll have a little, at least, information on those that participate in the CUSO party for Michigan. So, but 7 o'clock, KC8YVF.
Yeah, I appreciate it, sir. I appreciate it. Sounds like the plan. I know I'm going to try to make this to that one. So we'll be there, but yes, I did change my call sign too. I ended up getting my dad's silent key, so I did change my call sign. So I'll shoot you an email and give you that. But it used to be K8, I can't even remember now. KF8BDT. KF8BDT is what it was.
Now it's K8KCI, K8KCI. That's your snow hand radio call sign, so we got that, so we're going to honor him all the way through. So we appreciate it, and I'll shoot you an email on that, and I'll shoot you my certificates and all that stuff to Skyway, just so you got it. And we'll talk to you on Friday. We appreciate it. This is K8KCI, and we'll be good.
Jeff, yeah, I'm going to get out of here as well. I am just about home. I worked a little later tonight. One of our IT guys was there trying to work on an issue, and then I came up with an issue on my computer, so he's going to come back in the morning and try and figure that one out. So it's always something. Have a good night. Hopefully we will see you on Friday, and good luck with the weather tomorrow out your way. So this is KCYVF Clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 39 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 37 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 34 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victor, monitoring.
KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. KDAC, repeater Saginaw. KDAC, repeater Saginaw.